This is Dr. Collaborative Team Patient that was seeing patient's name is Anthony Moore, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Moore, M-O-R-E. Chief complaint is lower back and neck pain. Please address this to Dr. Alan Doyle, Doctor of Chiropractor, 1633 South Wayne Road, South Westland, Michigan, period. Dear Dr. Doyle, thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of your patient. Mr. Moore, who I've seen today for evaluation and recommendation, this is his first visit to me, period. Mr. Moore is a 63 years old African-American male who was involved in motor vehicle accident on November 18, 2012, period. Patient was a passenger in a Trailblazer driving with his wife, period. The incident happened at a stoplight, period. The patient tells me that he was rear-ended by a van. He was jerked forward and backwards, period. The van, he could drive his vehicle, period. He did not go to the hospital right away, period. However, he did go to Henry Ford Hospital the second day, period. The patient was seen at Henry Ford Hospital because of the pain that he was having in his neck and back, period, and then he was released after a few hours of examination, period. Today, the patient tells me that he's still having severe pain in his lower back and neck, period. He denies having any major problem with his back. He has had some back problems managed with medication such as Tylenol number 3 period. Since the accident, he's been having excruciating pain in his lower back and neck, period. He denies any other major problems, no arm or leg pain, period. His past medical history is history of high blood pressure, PTSD. He's a veteran of the Vietnam War. Also, he had a history of lung cancer, period. His surgical history is surgery of the lung, 2000, period. Further, the patient also has severed his left fingers as a result of because of some accident, and he has surgery of his fingers on the left side, period. Medication he's taking are aspirin, Restorol, potassium, period. Review system, patient denies severe chest, abdominal, skeletal, nausea, vomit, he has just been irregular, half his hospitalization, period. Physical exam, review the patient, looked at him, sees a fever, his vital signs, sustained medical stable, the kidney exam, she's wearing remarkable, pupils are reactive, plastic conditions, sexual muscles are intact. The lung is good, auscultation, no options, no wheezing, the abdomen, soft and bowel sounds are present in all four quadrants. Genital exam, she's wearing remarkable, skin is intact, medical exam, she's deferred, period. Genital exam, she's a deferred, period. Rectal examination is a deferred, period. The patient has significant limitations of emotional lumbar spine, bones, and flexion, extension, side bend, and rotation of spirit. His lumbar flexions were limited to 50 degrees actively extension to 20 degrees side bending to the right and left, 15 degrees rotation to the right and left, 10 degrees period. Neck examination revealed the patient also had significant limitation with cervical spine. His cervical flexions were limited to 30 degrees extension to 20 degrees side bending to the right and left, 15 degrees rotation to the right and left, 15 degrees period. Axial loading was positive, period. He has an increased pain with lumbar extension compared to the flexion period. Straight leg raises were remarkable. Different flexions were hypo-reflexive bilaterally, but symmetrical, period. Upper extremity examination reveals the patient has severed hands on the left side. I'm sorry, severed fingers on the left side. The right side is normal, period. His grip strengths were normal, period. His strength of upper extremities were normal, period. Sensationalization, pre-gear vibrations were normal, period. His gait is normal, period. He's walking independently without any assistive devices, not using a cane walker, period. Assessment is status post-mortem vehicle accident with neck and back pain. Number two is sprain of the cervical and thoracic, cervical lumbar interspinous ligaments and also supraspinous ligaments, and also a strain of the paravertebral muscles, period. Number three is degenerative disc disease of cervical and lumbar spine. Number four is history of PTSD, secondly to because of the Vietnam War, period, and also history of lung cancer and hypertension, period. My recommendation is to start appropriate physical therapy, which has been ordered for him, period. Number two, I give him panel number three, so needed basis home exercise program. We'll monitor the patient's progress as we continue to treat, period. If the patient needs MRI or EMG CAT scan, that will be also advised or recommended, but we will have to monitor his progress, period. Otherwise, I'll see a patient in 4 weeks for further evaluation recommendation as we continue to treat. The emphasis will be to improve his pain and also bring him back to his pre-injury status as soon as possible. Period. This complication. Thank you, Mike.